Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Word to the games. It's Word Games. Welcome to Word Games. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Rebecca.
And this is Word Games, the podcast that features games involving words. And sometimes games is a bit of a stretch. But this episode, we do have a game courtesy of Mattel. That's right. We're playing a game of Mad Gab. We've done this once before. And we're about to do it again.
It's true.
So for those of you who maybe are not familiar with Mad Gab, it is a game in which you have cards with nonsense phrases on them. And the nonsense phrase, if you say it phonetically, sounds like a real phrase. So as an example, here is one of the cards. It says, "You knee dinner gee or g." I'm not sure which one that's supposed to say, but then the actual phrase is, wait, which one is this? oh, "You need dinner g," and the phrase is "You need energy." So the person is sitting there going, "You need dinner," like, how does this all fit together? And you have to try to guess the phrase. So
yeah. And this game is better played when you can actually see, when other people can see the words that you're trying to guess. But, you know, we thought, why not try to take it to an audio-only platform?
And last time we played this for the podcast, we had the other person go into the other room while we read what the phrase is that they're trying to guess. But this time, since that was a little bit of a hassle, we're just going to try sticking our fingers in our ears so that we can't hear.
It should be good enough.
All right, so I'll guess first.
Okay.
I guess. So I will stick my fingers in my ear.
Sounds good. Okay. So for the listeners at home, the first phrase Stephen is trying to guess is "the Red Baron of Germany." Okay. I am motioning to Stephen to put back on his earphones. Okay. It's the top bubble for you to read.
All right. We have a little timer, so I'll flip that. "Threadbare enough Germany." Threadbare enough Germany. Journey? Threadbare enough Germany. Threadbare enough Germany. Germany.
Yes.
Threadbare enough Germany. Threadbare enough Germany. The Baron of Germany.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wow. I'm so impressed that you got that.
Okay.
The only reason I chose that for you is because I had no, like, the Red Baron of Germany. Like, what is that?
Oh, wait, it was the Red Baron of Germany?
Yeah, is that not what you said?
I just said the Baron of Germany.
Oh. Oh, no. It was definitely the Red Baron of Germany.
Okay, well, we'll give me half a point.
Not
that we're doing points.
Score.
All right.
I got a new my ear fingers.
Okay. The phrase that Rebecca will be guessing is "the laughs never cease." The laughs never cease. Okay.
All right.
Rebecca, that's the phrase right there.
The top one.
Yep.
"They'll haves nay fers ease." They'll haves nay fers ease. They'll haves nay fers ease. Nay fers ease? Furzies? Furzies.
No.
Nafer. Neighbor's ease.
You kind of almost had neighbor, one word
neighbor,
there.
Neighbor.
No.
Nay.
What does that sound like?
Neighbor.
No.
They'll have neighbor's ease. I don't understand this one. They'll have neighbor's ease. Furzies. Oh, I already guessed furzies. That's not even
that's
anything.
Not
I almost just flipped the card over to look at what it was. It's not they.
No.
The?
Yes.
The, what is the, well, I'm so lost. Sneeze.
No.
Sneeze is not one of these.
Nope.
Furzies. I don't know. How much time do I have left? They'll have neighbors. am I almost saying it? Like, you can hear the phrase in what
there
I'm saying?
There were one or two times that you kind of said it, but a lot of times it's not.
It's just nonsense. You've really stumped me.
It's not me, it's Patel.
They'll have neighborsies. I'm running out of time. No, neighborsies. I don't know.
And that's time.
What was it?
Check.
The laughs never cease. Oh, that's so frustrating. They'll have neighborsies.
It makes it harder when they're not like an actual, like, common phrase or anything. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's a common phrase. I mean, it's a sentence. It makes sense, but.
Yeah, no, it definitely. Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay. I'll stick my fingers in my ear.
Okay. Everyone, the phrase Steven is trying to get is, we've seen it grow and grow. Okay, I'm motioning for Steven. Your phrase is the top one, I think. Yeah, okay, there you go.
Weaves he knit, crow hang row. Weaves he knit, crow hang row. Weaves he knit, crow hang row. We've seen it.
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
We've seen it, crow hang row. We've seen it, crowing row, crowing row, crowing row, crowing row. We've seen it, crowing row.
No.
We've seen it, corn row.
No.
We've seen it, crowing row. Crayon?
No.
We've seen it, crowing on. Did I already guess that?
No.
We've seen it, crowing row, crowing row, crowing row.
Crowing row.
Crowing row. Crowing, crowing row.
No.
Crowing row. We've seen it. Crowing row. Crowing row.
I can't.
Crying?
No.
Crying row. Crowing row. Crowing row. Crow and grow. We've seen it. Crow and grow.
No.
We've seen it. Crow hang grow.
The face you just made.
Crow hang row. I don't see how, like, what other sounds I could possibly make. Like, you seem to be indicating that I'm not even anywhere close.
Well, you were sort of close at one point.
Crow hang. What was it when I went crow hang row?
No.
Crow hang row.
You said one of the words at one point.
Crow hang row. Crayon.
No.
Hang row. Grow.
What?
Grow?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it crow and grow. We've seen it grow and grow.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yes, good job.
Right in the nick of time. Jeez.
Oh, good job.
But that's like, see, that's tricky because it's, you know.
It's like, it's one of those other things. It's like not a phrase.
And it's like two different sounds on the nonsense words. But, you know, it's not exact anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay. I'll plug my ears. Good job, by the way.
Thank you. All right. So the phrase that Rebecca's going to be guessing is a head of security. A head of security. All right, Rebecca.
All right.
That's your phrase right there.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get... Okay. The a head one? A head duffs heck. Oh.
All right, go.
A head duffs heck, you're ready. You're ready. Ahead of?
Yes.
Oh, really? Ahead of?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Ahead duffs ged. I want to say schedule, but ahead duffs heck, you're ready.
Head of lettuce.
Head of. Oh, a head of security?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Too
cool,
easy.
Q, 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 Q.
All right, so that was your third one, right?
Yeah, I've got to give you
one more and then we're done. Because yeah. I guess we're just doing three.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, I think. Okay, so this the phrase that Steven is trying to guess is, we took a shorter way. All right, Steven. Give him the thumbs up.
Or is the one on top here?
Yeah.
All right. We took hush order way. We took his order away.
No.
We took a shorter way. We took a shorter way.
I gave Steven a face the first time he said it. It sounded like you guessed it the very first time you said it. And I thought you were guessing it without even getting
we
it.
We took a shorter way.
Yeah.
We took a shorter way.
And it was then I realized that I did not choose a good enough card.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy one. Wow.
Good times.
Well, that does it for this episode. It was sponsored officially by Mattel.
Not true.
Okay. It was
not a sponsor.
It was unofficially sponsored by Mattel.
In fact, we actually really hate Mattel.
Okay, it was actually not... did not have any affiliation with Mattel, so Mattel, don't sue us over this episode.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.